recent attacks carry a common theme. College kids get a last chance warning. And what does the word outcast actually have to do with India? We'll find out in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. For most Muslims, Ramadan is a time of drawing closer to God. But for some, that actually means killing those who don't. Three countries witnessed terrorist attacks over the weekend, with ISIS claiming responsibility for at least one. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
Ramadan is the month when Muslims are fasting and really thinking about spiritual things. They are trying to earn the approval of Allah. One of the ways that Muslims can do that is through jihad, through fighting in Allah's behalf or fighting for Allah's cause.
Christians who live in Muslim-majority countries are especially at risk.
We need to pray that God will protect them and pray for a sense of encouragement and a sense of being bold in their faith during this month, even though, you know, the danger is heightened. The risk is there.
Don't let these bold Christians go forgotten. Would you pray for their safety? Or click on the link in our web story for more ways to support VOM. Now, imagine being forced from your home with nothing but the clothes on your back. Well, that's actually the life of a refugee. And there are nearly 60 million in the world. Mark Gaither of Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, says,
right now, there are more refugees and people who have been displaced from their homes than any other time in recorded history.
See, GAIN is working with partners in refugee-stricken countries and asking for your help to make summer survival kits.
The concept is to help a refugee who is newly exiled from their homes survive the first 21 days.
They're putting the gospel into action by providing for just basic needs.
When we help people in other parts of the world, it says something very powerful to them. And it says that this belief that we have in Jesus is not just words. We are followers of God who cares about people.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Time's running out for college kids. Tomorrow's your last chance to secure a reduced rate place at Urbana 15. Urbana is InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's triannual student missions conference. Thousands of global-minded students from across the U.S. will spend 5 days in Missouri this December learning how they can change the world for Christ. Will you be one of them? Learn more and get the best sign-up rate at our website, missionnews.org. What happens when God answers trivial prayers? A Vision Beyond Borders team was just in a closed Central American country and found that out firsthand. See, a box of supplies they'd sent earlier included silverware. I know, random, right? But it turns out the church had been asking God for it. Now when they say God supplies all our needs, all they have to do is point at the forks. You can see stuff like this happen firsthand. Check out the VBB mission trips and ask God about it. His answer could surprise you. You've probably heard the word outcast before, but do you know where the word actually comes from? It's applied to the Dalits, or the untouchables, the lowest members of India's caste system.
You're so low in the caste system that you're really outside the caste system. You are not worthy enough to even be considered part of the caste system, and that means that you are invisible in so many ways.
Lindsay Ackerman at Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India explains,
there was a time when people who were untouchables were required to sweep away their footprints behind them because it would have been unclean for a higher caste person to step in their footprints.
At our website, you can help Mission India bring the gospel's good news to the Dalits.
Part of that good news for India's low caste people is the discovery for the first time in their lives that they are created by God in His image, that they're cherished, that they're loved uniquely, that He knows them personally, even down to each hair on their head.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing. A Bible stick is a portable digital audio player that plays on-demand, high-quality, dramatized recordings of the New Testament. Activate your name by clicking on the Bible Stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.